So journalists from far and wide coming to Milwaukee, and no, I'm not talking about the RNC or anything like that. It's happening right now. Leadership retreat taking place downtown. RTDNA, the Radio Television Digital News Association, is putting this on. And wanted to get an old friend on the radio, the president and CEO of RTDNA, also former WTMJ News Director Dan Shelley, joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline to discuss the challenges, the future of journalism during these very uncertain times. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Welcome back to Milwaukee.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I have one question, though. What did, when Vinny found out I was leaving town, he took the day off, or I was coming to town, he took the day off? What's going on?
Yeah, Vince was like, yeah, I have no interest in talking to Shelley.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, if you know Vince like you do, he's probably working right now, as far as I know, Dan. He likes to, like, still send the emails and do all the texts, even when he's on PTO.
No, he's a great guy. It's good to be with you.
I should also mention you're the member of the Milwaukee Press Club Hall of Fame. That's the last time you're in the city. So welcome back. So what can I ask first off, like, what brought RTDNA to downtown Milwaukee for this retreat?
Well, it's a great town, as you know, and it's become even greater since I left. No, just kidding. It's become even greater as you guys have been getting ready first for the DNC, and we know what happened in 2020, and now the RNC this year. And we thought there is no better place in the United States right now to gather hundreds of broadcast and digital journalism leaders from around the country to talk about some of the issues that are facing our business today and the challenges we face as we and the reporters and editors and photojournalists who work on behalf of the public every day try to seek and report the truth.
Hey, Dan, what are you guys going to be focusing on at the conference this week? You mentioned the major political conventions are going to be in town, but I'm sure the conversations over the years, as the D and RTDNA has stood out more and more, have changed a little bit when it comes to reporting on events like this.
Well, we talked, Mike, about ethics. We're going to talk about, believe it or not, rest and relaxation. A lot of journalists, as many people did during the pandemic, started to get burned out by, you know, you suddenly were cooped up at home and you were working from home and you were connected to work all the time, 24/7, 365. And that left a lot of journalists kind of burned out. And there's a challenge now in our industry of trying to find the best reporters, the best editors, the best producers, the best news directors and newsroom leaders. And we're going to talk about not just the who, what, when, where, why, not just journalism ethics, but about some of the other factors that go into being able to super serve this polarized society with fact-based journalism.
Former WTMJ News Director Dan Shelley joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. He's now the CEO and president of RTDNA, holding a leadership retreat here in Milwaukee this week. Dan, have the ethics blurred for journalism over the past few years?
In some senses, yes, but in others, no. I mean, public opinion survey after public opinion survey throughout the years have shown that there is an erosion of trust in the news media in the United States, but it is far less in local media than it is in the national media. And local journalists have an incredibly critical role to play in society because it's the local journalists here in Milwaukee and all the counties and communities around Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin that still go to school board meetings, that still attend city council and common council meetings, that still report local news of vital interest. And if people know there's a problem in their community because of the outstanding responsible journalism that's occurred, they can take action. They are armed with information that will allow them to go to City Hall or allow them to go to the county courthouse or allow them to go to the state legislature and say, we got a problem here. We need to fix it. How are they going to find out about it if not for journalists?
Yeah, Dan, that's a really interesting issue that we're facing when it comes to doing this. So much of journalism is based on connections. You know, reporter goes to City Hall and they're in the committee meetings. You get to know people on a real one-on-one basis. And I can remember when I started a dozen years ago, I think I had the cell phone number of the mayor in the community in which I started. Now you can barely get a congressperson on the phone. So it just seems like kind
of
a PR
strategist.
A lot of PR people. It just comes down to A, you have to find better journalists in a more difficult job market, but B, like the access just isn't seemingly what it used to be.
Yeah, we have seen across the country, and we as an association are extremely active in this area around the country. We've seen a trend nationwide of governments, state and local, trying to become less transparent, not more transparent.
Did we lose you, Dan? You still there? Uh-oh, the government just hung up his phone. They didn't want him talking.
Yeah, I heard a tapping on there.
Cut him off now. Don't let him share any more details. We've been chatting with Dan Shelley, former WTMJ news director and assistant program director here in Milwaukee. He is now based out of New York. He's the president and CEO of RTDNA, the Radio Television Digital News Association. And they're holding a leadership retreat in Milwaukee this week. We got Dan back now. Dan, you were saying we actually wondered if maybe the governments had shut you down because you were just about to break things open for us.
No. There is a trend across the country of less transparency, not more transparency, in local government. And because of that, journalists are needed now more than ever. While there are a lot of great public information officers, PIOs, who are serving the community, more and more, unfortunately, across the country, PIOs are becoming just public relations arms for the agencies that taxpayers pay for to serve them. And that's not right. So part of what we discuss every day at RTDNA, and it'll probably come up here this week, is what do we do to break through those barriers in a respectful, meaningful way to get the information to the public that they need.
Dan, I remember many, many years ago, you holding like a flip phone or a pager and showing it to me in the newsroom at Radio City and saying, eventually we're going to get all our news from this, that we're going to be watching the local news on this. I'll never forget that, you holding your flip phone and saying, eventually this will be the broadcast tool that everyone is using. Look into your crystal ball if you could. Where are we going to be 10 years from now, 15 years from now? Newspapers, obviously, we're seeing a struggle there as they try to find ways to have revenue. Obviously, radio and television are fluid at times as far as revenue base there. How are we going to be consuming our news, and what platform is going to be strongest?
Well, I hope the rest of that sentence back in the day at Radio City was people will be getting their news on a device such as this phone, but there will still be a need for local journalists, regardless of what platform on which they're seeking and reporting the truth on behalf of the public. Because without local journalists who are part of the community, by the way, local journalists, you go to the same grocery stores as your neighbors. Some of you attend the same houses of worship as your neighbors. You are in this business because you want to make this community better. And that's what journalism is all about. And irrespective of platform, regardless of how people choose to consume the information, it will be journalists who are there to provide it in a fact-based manner. To quote Carl Bernstein, the Watergate-era Washington Post reporter, to get the best obtainable version of the truth and pass it on to the public so that the public can make changes in their community to make it better.
He taught me how to be skeptical. Dan Shelley, former WTMJ news director and assistant program director, now the CEO and president of RTDNA, in town for a leadership conference. Dan, welcome back to Milwaukee. So good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's great to be home. Nice to speak with you, Eric. Hi, Mike.